If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's take a couple minutes with our friend Harvey Wells. He's the founder of LowerTechBills.com. He frequently joins us on the Wintrust Business Lunch to talk about the business of technology, your streaming services, your phone, your TV, your Wi-Fi, your cable, your internet, all of that. How can you lower your tech bills? His website is LowerTechBills.com. The amazing thing is he makes house calls here in Chicagoland. Harvey pointed out to us, he's not the only one to notice, we've all been talking about it. Finally, if you're a Comcast customer, you're going to be able to see the White Sox, the Blackhawks, and the Bulls. We just went a full season of our hockey and NBA team without any television coverage around here. Thank goodness the games were on the radio. And maybe for the franchises, thank goodness that the teams weren't that good the last couple of seasons, because it's not like people were just dying to watch these playoff-bound teams. But nobody wins if it's not on the biggest TV provider in the area. So, Harvey, just straighten us out on what's happened and what's going to happen. How are you?
Good, thanks. Great news. Time to put your socks back on as Xfinity finally did a deal with CHSN, Chicago Sports Network, which has been in the works since last October when they signed on. And you said it right, John, that the teams really on the field and on the courts and ice have really led to this issue because a lot of apathy. But at some point, they really had to make this deal. And as I suspected, it's going to be on the ultimate tier, which means that those who have the so-called normal popular tier, that's the most that's the channel most package most people have, are going to have to pay another $20 a month in order to get CHSN. Now, Marquee, which has the Cubs, will continue to be for this year only on the popular tier, and I suspect that'll move next year to Ultimate as well.
Okay, let's stop and do that again. So if you're a Comcast customer, you probably have something called their popular tier. That's with a capital P. That's the name of that level of service that you're paying for from Comcast, right?
Exactly correct, yes. Now, some people do have the ultimate tier already that has so many channels it's uncountable. But most people have the popular tier.
Okay, and the White Sox, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks will not be on that package?
That's correct. They will be automatically on the ultimate tier. So if you have popular, you're going to have to change your service to the ultimate and pay another about $20 or so per month, wow, which ironically is how much it costs if you wanted to just buy the CHSN package direct to you would be $20 for Sox only. So it's kind of a deal because if you wanted all three teams, you'd have to pay $40 a month. So they're really charging only $20, which isn't terrible these days. Now the Cubs, again, enjoy them this season on popular because they're moving to Ultimate too.
Okay, we'll talk about the Cubs again in a second. Okay, sure. you're saying the $20 a month is not a painful pill for people to swallow. You don't think that's...
If you're a sports fan, no.
Really? And are the sports fans who have been subscribing to Comcast have been getting a discount? Because I think when they signed up for cable, they thought they were going to get three of the five teams in town, and they have not been. So Comcast has been discounting for them. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct, John. They have been taking off, if you look carefully at your bill, they have something called a regional sports network fee. They've been taking about $8.85 off of every bill per month because when it was called NBC Sports Chicago and it went away, they realized they couldn't charge the full fee, so they gave you a quote-unquote discount of $8.85 a month. I suspect that'll be gone with the wind starting this coming month.
Okay, so I lose the $9 discount, and I pay $20 more dollars to get the three teams starting.
Ain't life great?
Okay, so, yeah. So 20 is now 29. And does that start like this week for the White Sox games?
Yeah, tomorrow, starting Friday. And I props to Lawrence Holmes, who I used to work at the Score. He broke the story overnight. And yeah, according to what Lawrence said and everybody's now reporting, it'll start tomorrow, Friday.
I guess the math will tell the tale, right? I mean, are people going to sign up for that? I suppose they will, right? I mean, you want to watch these three teams
in your
home city.
Yes. Yeah, if you're a Sox fan, yes. You're a Bulls Blackhawks fan? Yes. I've installed several antennas in people's homes because you can still get it for free if you live close enough to the Sears Tower and you want to get in touch with me. I can come to your home and install an antenna, and then you get it over Channel 62. But you have to live close enough to the Sears Tower. Then you're not paying anything extra.
If you're a Cubs fan, you've been getting on your popular package, the Marquee Network. You've been getting Cubs games, correct?
Yes, that's correct. For now, and that's going to stay for the remainder of this season.
Do you think that when this season ends, that Marquee and the Cubs will go to the ultimate tier, and I'll have to pay $20 extra for that?
I can almost guarantee it.
And it won't be an additional 20, though. That is, it's not 24 CHSN and 24 Marquee. It would just be 24 Marquee and CHSN, right?
That's what I'm understanding. And hopefully, and I don't know whether this will happen, hopefully they will then get rid of the regional sports network fee, because people were paying for that whether they watch sports or not. And that caused a lot of anger among Xfinity subscribers. They're going, I don't watch baseball, I don't watch any sports, and I'm still paying this regional sports network fee. So hopefully they'll move it all to Ultimate, and that'll be the end of that.
Do you think this then will end the at least attractiveness of subscribing separately to CHSN or Marquee? You can do that without a TV.
Oh, yeah. I think if you're an Xfinity subscriber and you're a Sox, Bulls, Blackhawks fan, I think this is what you've been waiting for, because to subscribe to another streaming service is clunky. You have to download the app. You have to be able to understand your username, password. All that stuff goes away now that it's with Xfinity. It's much easier.
Well, I won't ask you to answer for everybody, but you are sounding like this is a pretty good deal for the fans.
I think it is. I think any time that sports fans can get the team that they haven't been watching and they really wanted it, look, it's going to cost you $20 even if you didn't have – if Xfinity never did the deal, it would cost you $20 a month anyhow to get the Sox. And it would cost you $40 for all three teams. Now, if you're on Ultimate, you're not paying another nickel anyhow. So I think ultimately, this is no pun intended, it's probably the best outcome that sports fans could have hoped for.
And last thing, Harvey, so I'll just turn on my TV tomorrow and it'll be there, right? I don't have to do anything, do I?
If you have Ultimate, you don't have to do a darn thing. Now, if you're on Popular, you need to either go into an Xfinity store, because you know what I say about going to stores, or you can get in touch with customer service and you can have them change your plan to Ultimate.
So I'll give my credit
card
number.
You're on Ultimate.
And then it'll appear on my TV as another channel.
Yeah. Right. Yes, exactly right. It will just appear as another channel.
Harvey Wells is the founder of a website called lowertechbills.com. You'll never guess what he does. He helps you lower your tech bills at lowertechbills.com. Okay, Harvey, we'll talk more another day. Thanks for the heads up on this.
Appreciate it, John. Take care. Go Sox.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you'll be able to see him on the TV now. And what do I know? I thought that sounded like a lot. He's making it sound like it's a push.